Hi listeners, Benjamin here with another quick podcast extra just ahead of the main show. Today, the winners of the Nobel Prize for Chemistry were announced. One of them is John B. Goodenough from the University of Texas at Austin in the US. John was awarded his prize for his work in the development of something that almost everyone takes for granted, and that is the lithium-ion battery. John happened to be over in the UK today, as he's also about to be awarded the Royal Society's Copley Medal. So I popped over to the Royal Society here in London for a quick chat with him. Well, John, today you were announced as one of the co-winners of the Nobel Prize for Chemistry. How are you feeling right now?
Well, I'm very grateful that I had that honor. It's splendid, but I'm the same person I was before.
And I understand you missed the call from the Nobel Committee this morning. When did they manage to actually reach you?
They didn't reach me, but somebody with a cell phone managed to get the information on the phone this morning while I was brushing my teeth.
And what was your reaction then when you finished brushing your teeth?
Well, of course, I was very pleased. I suppose I was surprised, but at my age, you know, it doesn't really make much difference. In the Bible, they say there's such things as wood, hay, and stubble.
Well, at 97, you are the oldest Nobel winner. Did you ever think this day would arrive?
No, I assumed I was too old.
But somebody told me that you're still in the lab every day. Is that true? Still researching, still working?
Yes, I'm in the lab every day. I'm still working. Yes, well, what would I do? Just retire and wait to die? No, I don't think so.
Well, you've of course won for your work on the development of lithium-ion batteries, and in this room now there are dozens of these things. Yeah. Did you think that your research would lead to where we are now?
No, I really didn't. I couldn't anticipate. It all has come as a surprise.
And how do you feel about it?
Well, I'm very pleased when it's something that is useful for society and brings people together. But as I say, our inventions are morally neutral. It depends upon how we use them. So if people use the lithium-ion battery well, I'm delighted.
You started your career as a physicist, and you have made lots of discoveries that are of great importance, the development of RAM and superconductors and so forth. Is the lithium-ion work your favorite work?
No, I think my favorite work is to investigate what's called the Mott transition, the transition from where the electrons in a solid are itinerant. That means that they belong equally to all the atoms in a periodic array, to where they are localized, and they sit on one atom and hop from one to the other. And I think the investigation of the physics at that transition has been important, and I'm very pleased with it.
Are you disappointed not to have won the prize for that work?
No, I don't suppose so. That goes back a long ways.
Here you are at 97, you're a Nobel Prize winner. What questions are left to answer for lithium-ion batteries, would you think?
How do you make them safer? How do you make them so they last for a longer amount of time? I know that we live in a throwaway society and they don't like things to last too long, but I like to make things that will last a long time. I don't believe in a throwaway society. I think we need to preserve Mother Earth.
And you yourself have lasted quite a long time, John, in fairness.
I'm fortunate that I've been given the genes that allow me to go to 97, yes.
Wonderful. John, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.